This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, November 3rd, God's word for you today is mind, soul, body. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 11, verse 4 and 6, and it says, "Then they said, come, let's build a great city for ourselves, with a tower that reaches into the sky. Look, he said, the people are united, and they all speak the same language. After this, nothing they set out to do will be impossible for them." The extent to which your limitless spirit can influence this physical world is the extent to which you will be limitless. Therefore, as long as you are on earth, you are as limitless as your limitless spirit can influence the physical world. Let's take physical walking or running, for instance. For someone whose destiny is to be a medical doctor, he does not need to run as fast as Usain Bolt. He just needs to be able to move from his car to his office, and he will fulfill his destiny. He is limitless. But for someone like Usain Bolt, to fulfill his destiny, he needs to run faster than that medical doctor. While both are running at different paces, both are fulfilling their destinies. As you are able to deploy your limitless spirit and have it influence the world, you are able to actually be limitless. Your spirit interfaces with the physical world through your body. You can touch, feel, eat, express, draw, and perform your profession or business because of your physical body. When your physical body is sick, down, you cannot go to work and you cannot interface. However, your spirit influences the physical world through your soul. We will use the words soul and mind loosely. We will not go into the technicalities because it is a whole body of knowledge by itself. You interface with the world, with your body, and influence the world with your mind. It is your mind, your soul, that connects to your spirit. Your spirit connects to the Spirit of God. So, through the Holy Spirit and through your spirit, your mind can influence the world. Like in the story of Babel, the people used their minds to imagine a tower that reaches to the heavens. They said they will build it, and God said they will achieve it. It will not be impossible for them. With their minds, they can influence the physical world. They need to carry the bricks with their hands, so they need to interface with their bodies. But they influence the physical world with their minds. If you are to influence your world and become all that God has created you for, you need to release your mind. You need to allow your spirit to set your mind free. This is so powerful. And there are two concepts relating to this. And trust that the Holy Spirit will unpack it for you in the name of Jesus. The first concept is the concept of faith. You cannot be limitless without releasing your faith. Your faith is a major key to being limitless. You must realize that everything that tries to stifle your faith is trying to stifle your destiny. If the enemy can succeed in shaking or restricting your faith, the enemy would have succeeded in restricting your destiny. But it will fail in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, by your Spirit, grow my faith. Make me truly limitless. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.